Well, welcome back after the break and Happy New Year to you. Though it's probably a bit too late to say that, but it's great to see you. And it's always a relief when people come back after Christmas. There's always a fear that we might have been forgotten and something much more exciting will grab you. As it obviously grabbed a few people, but at least you're here. And it's great to have you with us. And thank you, Chris and the band. Chris obviously gone out for extra water for leading us in worship. We'll be back to you. It's such a relief, actually. A few verses, well, two verses from 2 Timothy, chapter 1, 2 Timothy chapter 1, on page 1130. So as Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, in keeping with the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I have great admiration for those who stand outside the station in the mornings giving out free magazines or anything else. Cannon Street this morning, there was someone selling things on behalf of the Royal Air Force. Another person offering a free magazine which no one wanted. And there was a third person across the road from the station, but she was absolutely determined that no one would ignore her. She was giving out something that looked like a wrap, but I didn't allow myself to get close enough to decide what it was. She was there. She was saying, "Happy Wednesday." And obviously that didn't go down well with most people emerging from Cannon Street. It's amazing to be alive on a day like this, isn't it? Well, do you know the look on people's faces said, "Not really, actually." And then she eyeballed a whole group of blokes who just emerged and said, "Come on, boys, come on, get what you is here that's free." And one or two of the weaker brethren sheepishly went up and took what looked like a wrap. I took a large circle. You know, at my age, you don't want to take any risks with anything being given out outside the station. I thought, what an amazing woman. If only I was like that with my Christian faith. Happy Wednesday. I mean, who says that at 7:15 outside Cannon Street? She was bold, I have to say. But even with all of that, she was hardly making much of an impact on the hundreds of people who were emerging from Cannon Street. And I have to say, I thought about her as I came, with a mixture of admiration and relief that I hadn't been caught by her, and thought she wasn't making much of an impact, but she was probably making Christian faith. I would love to have had her boldness. I didn't quite feel myself praying, "Lord Jesus, give me that boldness for 2017, because quite often he does, and it would be terribly embarrassing if he did. But, you know, I couldn't help thinking, in an ideal world, that is exactly what I want. And Paul and Timothy would have understood the emotions that I felt this morning totally. Paul, full of energy and vision, the great apostle, probably about 69 when he wrote this, the last letter he wrote it from imprisonment. He knew that he didn't have long to live. Everything was going wrong. It was the worst moment at one level of his life. And as he lay there in prison, he wanted to write one last letter to Timothy. Timothy had been a teenager when they'd first met. Paul had been doing an amazing mission in Lystra, Timothy had been converted, and his mother and his grandmother as well. Timothy had grown in the faith so that when Paul came back, people talked to him as a really mature Christian, a young Christian leader. And over the years, between that time, Paul had pastored and mentored Timothy, and now he was the vicar, the pastor of the Christian church in Ephesus. It was a major church in a major city. And Timothy, at one level, was the least qualified person to do that. And you can tell from what Paul writes as the letter goes on that Timothy is thinking, I'm not up to this. I don't think I am going to make an impact for Jesus. I can't think how to start or how I'll respond if things go wrong and no one's interested. And as I thought of that woman, I thought of Paul and Timothy, I thought, what I want this year is to make more of an impact for Jesus than perhaps I have done in the last 2 or 3 years. And Paul gives 2 clues for how that aspiration could begin to become a reality. First, he says in verse 1, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God in keeping of the promise of life that's in Christ Jesus. He says, remember where you've come from. Remember that promise of life when you first heard it. Remember how you grew in response to the love of God and the truth about Christ Jesus. Remember the enthusiasm with which you spoke about your faith, the confidence that you admitted that you're a Christian. He says, remember that. Remember the life you discovered, the life that wasn't just for the next world, but for this world as well. He's remember the promise of life, he said. Stop and look back at your experience of Jesus Christ. He said, secondly, he says, make sure you use the resources that are available. We read in verse 2, to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. This just wasn't a polite formula for Paul. It meant it was a reminder of the resources that Jesus had for those who wanted them. Grace spoke of the kindness of God, the partnership that God offers. If God is as kind, Timothy, as we know he is, Paul was writing, you pray boldly. You really decide, yes, I'm going to go for it this year. I'd want to make an impact, even though I can't even begin to think how I do it. And the very thought of trying to make an impact leaves me cold. Grace speaks of the kindness of God. Mercy speaks of the fact that we don't always have to get it right. We can take risks, and if nothing works, that's all right. We pick ourselves up, sort ourselves out with the Lord, and carry on. So often we're terrified of getting it wrong. And peace, he says, reflects that promise of Jesus a couple of hours before he was arrested, where he says, my peace I give you. I'm cool, says Jesus to his disciples. I know exactly what the next 24 hours are going to hold. And I'd love you to be equally cool when the pressure's on. Look back, draw down the resources, he says. The start of 2017, think about where we are in our spiritual life and begin to hear his invitation to be those who are ready, just ready sometimes, to make an impact for him.